Analysis: Biden on pace to bring 2M illegal aliens to U.S. by year-end. By John Binder on December 21, 2021. President Joe Biden is on pace to bring nearly 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens to the United States-Mexico border in 2021, New Analysis projects. The analysis, from Princeton Policy Advisors President Stephen Kopitz. Estimates that Biden will have enticed about 1.92 million border crossers and illegal aliens to have made the often deadly journey to the southern border from January to December 2021. Such a level of illegal immigration would set an annual record by a very large margin, coming in almost 300,000 above the next highest year, 1986, when 1.6 million apprehensions were recorded, Kopitz notes of the historic precedents. This week, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, revealed that nearly 166,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border in November, a 140% jump compared to the same time last year. This is the largest increase for November in the historical record. In fact, apprehensions have ordinarily declined in November over the last 20 years, Kopitz writes. The trend is clearly headed in the wrong direction. Since Biden took office, a Breitbart News analysis shows that 1.05 million border crossers and illegal aliens have been apprehended across Texas's five border sectors. This is an increase of illegal immigration to Texas by nearly 375% compared to 2020 levels. While illegal immigration to the U.S. continues setting new records, Biden is reportedly considering a plan to turn the southern border into a welcoming tour with European-style reception centers, according to sources with knowledge of the plan. Under the plan, border crossers and illegal aliens, with no requirement to stay at the centers, would be given access to recreation and educational programming, medical services, and legal counsel while non-governmental organizations, NGOs, aid in their asylum process. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.